This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A message from the Current Farm with Greg Quinn coming up. First, a husband in Texas wrote a moving essay celebrating his wife and everything she does for their family as a stay-at-home mother. The man wrote that he can't afford his wife to be staying at home because of all the work she does would equal a salary of $73,000 a year. He says he would have to make over $100,000 a year to afford to pay his wife and cover living expenses. He adds that he tragically failed to show his wife the appreciation that she deserves. A woman found 50 pearls in her baked oyster dinner at a Tennessee restaurant. She bit one of the pearls and thought she hurt a tooth. The restaurant said it's the first time that they've had that many pearls in a meal. It isn't known how much they are worth. He's here every week, naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn with this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. Few things confirm the arrival of spring more than the sound of male spring peepers calling for mates on the first warm evening of the year. Spring peepers are tiny frogs, less than an inch and a half long. And like all tree frogs, their toe pads are sticky and round, necessary for clinging to slimy tree bark and other plants as they climb up to sing their spring song from high atop shrubs and trees, standing in or hanging over water. Spring peepers are more often heard than seen. The males are calling for a mate. The sound of an individual male is a single peep, which is produced by inflating a vocal sac in their throat to almost the full size of the frog itself, and then forcing out one loud, clear peep. They have the largest vocal sac to body size ratio of any frog. They repeat this call faster and louder until a female is attracted to what she perceives is her very own Frank Sinatra, and voila, the rites of spring produce another generation of peepers. These little guys belong to a group of frogs known as chorus frogs. When hundreds or even thousands of spring peepers emerge from their winter sleep and vie for the attention of females, the competition becomes a chorale of peeps and can be heard for up to 2 miles away. Reminiscent of sleigh bells, this tinkling sound has given the peepers many fanciful nicknames, such as Pingletinks, Tinkletoes, and my father, who is from Nova Scotia, called them Pinktinks. Their Latin name is Pseudocris crucifer. Pseudocris means false locust, because their call can sound like crickets, and crucifer because there is a distinct black cross on their back of the gray, brown, and green bodies. Like some other amphibians, they can adjust their color or shade to match their surroundings. They also sport a dark band on their legs and a dark bar between their eyes. They do most of their calling and breeding a few hours after daylight and before dawn. After breeding, each female can lay up to 1,000 eggs in the water attached to sticks or under vegetation. These numbers are necessary because there are many predators of this little frog. They go from egg to tadpole, an animal which has a tail and breathes with gills underwater, to a frog with lungs and no tail in about 8 weeks. They then leave the water to spend the rest of the year in the woods. By the end of the summer, they are adult size and can live up to 3 years. These little frogs produce a glucose, a form of sugar, in the late autumn, which acts as a kind of natural antifreeze. In their winter, their bodies actually freeze as they hibernate under old logs or behind loose bark, but their cells are protected from rupturing because of the concentrated sugars in them. Whether you call them pink winks, tinkle toes, or just peepers, the unmistakable chorus of the spring peeper are a sure sign that winter is over here on the Current Farm. Join us next week right here for more Notes from the Current Farm, and to get a podcast of this and all previous notes, or to get Notes from the Current Farm delivered to you each week, just sign up at currents.com. That's currents with an A. I'm Greg Quinn.
I'd love to hear what you have to say. Send me an email at Mike A.W. like America Weekend, Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Twitter at MikeBennett11. That's Twitter at MikeBennett11. And with our naturalist and farmer, Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm a Johnny. I'm a Johnny.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Ellen is one of five city council members. Recently, she was unsure about an issue, so she called two other council members to get their opinions. They argued a little, but eventually agreed to vote together. Obviously, Ellen didn't realize that she'd broken a law and would lose her council position. Why? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Three council members constitute a majority of an elected body, and they were privately orchestrating public business. When government decision makers meet, they're required to give advance notice to the public or the press. Ellen broke the law because she held a secret meeting, and that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. USA Today recently headlined a review of big-name food companies trying to beat rising shipping and fuel costs again by reducing the amount of food they now pack into the box. Dreyer's ice cream on the East Coast, or Breyer's on the West Coast, now come with 14% less ice cream for the same price. Hellmann's mayo has gone from 32 ounces per jar down to 30 ounces a jar for the same price. And Shedd's Country Crock, now seemingly more aptly named, has shrunk from 48 to 45 ounces. But really, this is what global warming looks like when worldwide droughts and floods seem to now affect food profits. Of course, consumers are outraged at this sleight of hand, particularly when food companies claim that it's the packaging, not the contents, that they're reducing to keep affordable.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.